first full day of school coming at you today. U of R students are back, and it was a great day yesterday for a lot of parents. Not all parents. Some are just kind of sad to see their kids leaving the nest, maybe for the first time to go to school, and that's always a little difficult. But heck, you bond with your kids over the summer months. You know, a lot of people joke, oh, I can't wait for them to go back to school. But it is fun to have the kids around for a couple months. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy to send them back to school. But it is kind of nice, too, to spend some time with them in the summer. But day one, Mayor Chad Baczynski, he started yesterday off dropping his kids off, shared it on video.
Hey, everyone. Happy first day of school. I just dropped off my kids at school. Very excited. Want to give a huge shout out to all the teachers, educational assistants, administrative staff, everybody that keeps our kids safe at school and makes the first day so special. Also want to make sure everybody remembers to be safe in school zones, 30 kilometers an hour. Be safe, keep our kids safe, have a great first day.
Yeah, he makes a good point. The police are reminding parents those drop-off and pick-up zones, it's not exactly a free-for-all as some make it out to be there. You got to watch for school buses. There are amber lights flashing. There's no stopping, no parking signs. The cones in front of school zones, of course, to stop you from parking there. And remember, U-turns are not allowed in school zones. But I would suggest if you go to any school zone today and spend maybe 20, 30 minutes, you'll see someone make a U-turn. It is illegal. There's no stopping, no parking signs. They're there for a reason. Police were out yesterday in school zones. Will be again today. If they catch you going, say, 50 in the 30 zone, well, that's a $310 ticket plus 3 points off your license. And yes, yesterday I picked up my youngest in high school, grade 10. And as I was pulling up to the school, there they were, police and their radar guns. She's at a high school, and you can bet just about every high school student that normally rips out of that parking lot was going very slow yesterday. But they'll be out there again today. And boy, after a blazing hot weekend, a long weekend, kind of getting the opposite of that for the next few days here. Now, last night, we did not get too close to the freezing mark here in Regina anyhow. About 7 degrees. Now it just dripped down to 4 degrees, but we're getting a little frosty over the next few evenings. Just enough that if you still have your veggies and gardens, you may want to consider giving them a little blanket love. But cooler temperatures are a good thing. They're helping firefighters to the north of us. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders are 9-2. And of course, now today they will get back to work in preparation for the big Bombers game on Saturday, the Banjo Bowl. And you heard Jamie and Locker in the commentary there talking about whether or not the coach is going to address our kicking situation.
Lothar putting it left and missed that point after it. And we'll be hearing about it a bit, too. There's been a lot of heat on him lately, as you talked about. So it's a six-point game.
In one of the latest commentaries at cjamie.com, Jamie Nye asked Rider head coach Corey Mace to end the speculation and debate. He hopes he makes a decision and makes it clear as soon as possible about Brett Lothar. Jamie thinks just say Lothar's my guy or Campbell Fair is now our guy. I agree, Jamie. Only he better be saying Brett move to the practice roster today. Campbell's our guy. I really think the coach has got to get this out of the way today, early in the week, so that team, of course, can continue moving forward. I just think he has to go to the practice roster for now. You miss a kick, you're known for in one game, it's okay. Tough luck. It happens. You miss again in the next game after that, you're probably going to expect the coach to be looking at you a little differently and just asking, hey, is everything all right? Let's tighten up. Miss a third game in a row, it's probably a pattern and a problem, right? But I think today the coach has to say, hey, just step back, watch a little. I don't think that Brett Lothar won't recover from this, but it's just time to let's be working Campbell Fair. And I think it's got to be done today. That's just my take. What's yours? 1-877-300-7275 if you want to weigh in on the discussion. And speaking of football, hope Hope you did well in your fantasy football drafts. The NFL kicks off its regular season tomorrow night. Over the long weekend, I was actually in one pub where the whole corner of the pub was just nothing but guys and girls just going over their fantasy football league and getting it ready. Well, kicks off regular season with Super Bowl champ Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night. Picked up my youngest from high school yesterday, entering grade 10. Said, well, how did day one go? And she pretty much said, I'm generally pleased. You know, most classes she's taking, she has a friend. That's always important. Likes her teachers. That's another one that everyone always seems to gravitate to immediately. So I guess, you know, what high school students are like now. Don't get a lot of information out of them. But overall, a good sense that it was an awesome day one. Hope it was in your household, too. Yesterday, Ontario Premier Doug Ford was trying to get everyone to boycott Crown Royal as Ontario has lost nearly 200 jobs to a U.S. bottler.
You're going to make these people struggle that they can't pay rent. They aren't going to pay a mortgage. They barely put food on the table when there's not too many companies in that small town. What, have you lost your mind?
Again, Ontario Premier Doug Ford there in response to news that a bottling plant is closing to move to the U.S. and costing Ontario some jobs. And as Ford said that, as he's telling everyone this, he attempts to dump out a bottle of Crown Royal for effect. And it was kind of comical watching because, you know, they didn't take that little plastic pour stopper that's inside the stem. And it came out super slow. And he was really getting annoyed at how long it was taking.
This is what I think about Crown Royal. That's what they could do. And I think everyone else should do the same thing. Start supporting companies that make whiskey here by Ontario people. That's what we need to do, is support each other.
Yeah, just a trickle was pouring out as he was saying that, and he went on to kind of fumble with it. Anyhow, he said support each other, but hey, Crown Royal is made in Gimli, Manitoba. Kind of wonder what Manitoba Premier Wab Canoe is going to have to say, maybe today. Wouldn't he be annoyed by Ford doing that? He's insulting Manitobans right now. Whatever happened to Team Canada, you guys? I thought you were all united here. Crown Royal employs somewhere around 700, I think, in Manitoba. Ford's plant is home to about 160, and not that that's, you know, insignificant. It's still a loss, but hey, Crown Royal's pretty big employer and a pretty big company in Manitoba. So Gimli, Manitoba, in fact, it's home to the distillery, their warehouse of barreled whiskey, which lean on local farmers and suppliers to source legal ingredients. It's a pretty important piece of fabric of Manitoba there. But I kind of look at this as a good example of how companies are doing exactly what Trump wants them to do, right? But for now, our response seems to be just, you know, stand there, pour liquor out, and rant. What is it? Ford certainly got his viral moment. I'm really not convinced it's playing too well across the rest of the country, other than Ontario. But on the other hand, his province is being hit hard, right, by these tariffs right now. Lots of steel and aluminum there, too, but lots of Canadians, on the other hand, drink Crown. And Gimli, Manitoba is home to all those barrels that churn out Crown Royal. That's quite a facility there, too. You may or may not know it. It, like, runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And in Gimli, it houses millions of barrels made and moved by Canadians. And someone once told me from there that there are more barrels of Crown on site there than there are people in the province of Manitoba. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a huge, huge facility. CJME News Time now is 5:57. Well, we're still a good 3 weeks away from a change in seasons officially here. Summer, although it feels after Labor Day, it's over with. It's not official yet. Not till the 22nd do we flip over till fall. But what a super hot, long weekend. And now, cooling off. There was a threat of a little frost in southern Saskatchewan. We didn't get too chilly. 4 degrees, I think, is where we are. Oh, we're at 5 now. We've bumped up a bit here, but When you see 80K wind gusts in our forecast tomorrow, that tells me one thing. There is a breakdown in systems. That big hunk and ridge of high pressure that's been over us, keeping us sunny and warm, must be scooching out of here. So let's get in our weather expert from Environment Canada, David Phillips, to explain a little what's to come. Good morning, David. Welcome back.
Well, Greg, thank you. Boy, you're sounding like a weather weenie.
Well, you and I go way back, so sometimes I just have to play with what I learned from you.
Well, Greg, I'm pleased about that. But you're right. I mean, it looks like hold on to your hat tomorrow. And yeah, I think we had a little bit of more cloud than we thought, and I think that's kept the frost away. And typically, you kind of have to think about the F word because you typically in Regina get the first frost around the 11th or 12th of September. Now, last year, you went early to October to see it early October. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of the frost time. But, boy, I see some great weather after this windy bout of maybe some rain tonight around midnight and then winds tomorrow. And then after that, really beautiful weather, great harvest weather. The minimum temperatures are well above the zero mark, up to 9-10, and afternoon temperatures more like 24, which should be 4 degrees warmer than normal. So I think you're in for a stretch of some pretty good weather, and I'm sure the combines are going to go morning, noon, and night. So it's good from that point of view. We look at September, Greg. I mean, I'd like to say a couple words about the summer. I mean, the summer was kind of warm, and it was bookended. May and August, very warm, and too much smoke, though, and it kind of kept June and July temperatures a little lower than they normally would be because the sun couldn't get in to roast and bake you. And so overall, temperatures, you know, it was a warm, little bit warmer than normal because of May, August. You had 16 days where the temperature got above 30. And, Greg, there were many days where it didn't quite reach 30, but it was like 29.9, 29.5. So it really was well above normal from that point of view.
Yeah.
Precipitation always, you know, you could have done with more, and we thankfully got some rain up in the north in August. Fort LaRange, for example, got almost 100 millimeters of rain, so that certainly helped out some of those hot spots. So,
well, David, and looking ahead, it's where I wanted to go next because you told me, I think last time you were on my show, that September might be a little warmer than normal. So here we are, the first week of the month. Yeah. What are you seeing in the next month or two?
Well, it looks like September is going to be warmer than normal. So my sense is that the models are suggesting that. The Americans are agreeing to that. Now, October, it kind of, I would describe it as normal. But if we look at the period, though, Greg, September, October, November, the fall period, we're showing it to be warmer than normal. Now, not July warm. Come on. I mean, this is the fall. And we certainly will we have snow on the pumpkin? Well, maybe not, because you didn't get it till last year, until after the middle of November. So, you know, I mean, there are some small mercies there. And so frost coming later, snow coming later, you got to make the fall pretty good. So certainly September looks more like summer than winter. October, kind of the transition. And November, I think we're going to still say milder than normal.
Wow. David Phillips, you bring a lot of good news here. And generally, right now, with the harvest underway, we're looking to keep it steady and dry here. And
yes.
It looks pretty promising. But Mr. Phillips, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay, Greg. Bye-bye now.
Environment Canada's David Phillips. Riders back to practice today to prepare for the Badger Bowl, and Jamie and I asking Coach Mace to end the speculation and debate. Jamie, hoping that a clear decision is made. What should the coach say? Brett Lothar is the kicker, or Campbell Fair is the guy now? I say move Brett to the practice roster, make it official. Campbell Fair, bring him on, get through this week practicing into the game. Not to say that Brett Lothar may not return, but I think a clear decision has to be made. A lot of fans seem to think that as much as they love Brett, he does seem to be struggling. Hey, he's a new dad, and whatever's going on personally, hey, it's no business of ours. But I will say that given how many he's kind of missed in the last few games, you want a little more confidence. Maybe he needs a little time to reflect. So I'd put him on the practice roster if I were coach. But what do I know? What do you think? 1-877-300-7200. 7-5. Want to remind you, this Friday, I'll be on location all day long in the creeks at the Hospital's Regina Foundation Grand Prize Show Home. The first major draw is coming up on Friday, and it's a VIP prize that Dino Sophocleos, the CEO of the Hospital's Regina Foundation, says you got to get in on before midnight Friday.
You can take a vacation to the Turks and Caicos for four, or an African safari for two, or we'll give you $25,000 in cash.
HRFHomeLottery.com to get your tickets. But that home, I had a sneak preview of a week or two ago. It's 4,400 square foot home. Really modern farmhouse aesthetic to it. Even outside, you have the stone, the wood paneling, the front veranda. Very cool. Three bedrooms up, en suite with a master that has his and her vanity. Nice big soaker tub. Oh, I'll be telling you a lot about this house on Friday throughout the day, and hope to meet you in person. We can get you a ticket, talk about how we can solve the Riders' problems together. Speaking of problems, a federal appeals court ruled most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. The court said on Friday the president exceeded his authority.
A federal appeals court ruled most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal. The court is saying the president exceeded his authority in imposing those levies. There's a catch, though, in this ruling. Correspondent David Smunt has details.
Brett, the catch is that the tariffs can stay in place until October 14th. That's when the mandate from the circuit court, the federal circuit court appeals decision, actually kicks in. This was a 127-page decision that finds that most of the president's tariffs are unconstitutional. Now, the panel found that the tariffs on nearly every country were not authorized by the International Emergency Economic Powers Act and therefore are illegal. The court writing today unanimously, the statute bestows significant authority on the president to undertake a number of actions in response to a declared national emergency. But none of these actions explicitly include the power to impose tariffs, duties, or the like, or the power to tax. Now, arguments were recently held in Washington, D.C. This gives the administration the green light to go directly here to the U.S. Supreme Court, which we expect to happen very soon.
Now, that was on Friday, as all the major news outlets like Fox there declared the decision had been made. Yesterday, Tuesday, Trump announced he's headed to the Supreme Court ASAP to appeal that court decision that concluded his tariffs, both reciprocal on the world and the fentanyl ones that affect Canada, are illegal.
Now, we're going to be asking for early admittance. We're going tomorrow, and we're going to ask for an expedited ruling.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mark Carney expected to huddle up with his cabinet at a retreat later today to strategize and hopefully share soon with us all what strategy is going to take to deal with Trump. And right now, our Kuzma deal is relatively good, right? But it's going to have to be renegotiated. And even if this reversal by the Supreme Court were to go against Trump, we still have some pretty rough tariffs that'll be in place. But incidentally, President Trump also busy giving a shout-out to Canada. Not about tariffs, but he brought up Canada again, suggesting how we want to be involved in the Golden Dome missile defense system.
Everybody wants to be a participant in it. Missile Defense Shield. We're going to be having a Golden Dome that the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. The finest, the best. And by the way, Canada called. They want to be a part of it, and that'll be great. But Canada wants very much to be included in that, and we're going to work something out with them, I hope.
Yeah. So there you have it. Perhaps our Prime Minister will comment on that as well later today after his strategy session. Going to be taking a trip off to the farm here. A crop report from the combine coming up from Nick Cornea, who farms near Drinkwater. That's about 40 minutes away. Get the latest on how the harvest yields are looking from the farm. And if you, too, are in the field harvesting, fire me a picture. Give me an update. Text me 1-877-300-7275. It's 627.